Mishnah Gittin starts, Hamevi Get Medina Tayyam. There's a few things that I'd like to mention before we start. Number one, Taisa says the Gacha, all stars are called Get. Get means a star. That's what the translation of Get is. So what does that mean, Hamevi Get Medina Tayyam? It should say Get Isha. So Taisa says that even though all stars are called Get, but Get in most places, Stam Get refers to a Get Isha. Therefore, the Mishnah does not see it necessary to mention the word Get Isha. Get means Get Isha, unless otherwise in context it means something else. Now some people have a minig to write 12 shuras in a Get. And Rabbeinu Tam says that he heard that it means Get is Begematria 12. Since Get is Begematria 12, that's why the minig became to write a Get in 12 lines. That's how we do today. Every Get is written with 12 lines, which takes an expertise of a cipher. Because some people have one name, the son of one name, and the woman has one name, the daughter of one name, and not five nicknames. And some people have three names, the son of somebody with three names, and the same with the woman, and then have nicknames. And it all has to fit into the same 12 lines. So how big the lettering is really depends on how many words you have to get in there, and there's no uniform Get, because names take up a lot of the place, and either do or don't, and you have to adjust the size of your letters to the amount of names that there is. So it is Taisa's of expertise. There's another sheet that says that the reason Get is 12 lines, Taisa rings down, he heard it from the Gainim, is because between the four Chumshei Sefer Torah, not counting Dvarim, because that's like a Chazara Mishnah Torah, there is 4 lines between Bereishis and Shemais, and 4 lines in the Sefer Torah between Shemais and Vayikra, and 4 lines between Vayikra and Bamidbar. So the separation is done with 12 lines total. So that's why they decided to write a Get with 12 lines. That's what the Gainim say. The Gras says that never in the Torah is the letter Gimel and Tes next to each other. Never in the Tanakh will you find the word Gimel and Tes, the letters Gimel and Tes, next to each other. So ultimate separation is Gimel and Tes. They're never together. And that's what the Gra says, that's why a divorce, bill of divorce, is called Samaget.
Even the letter of one word and then...
Honestly, I did not do a computer search. I don't know, but that's what the Gra says. And trust me, if the Gra says they're never together, they're never together, whatever that means. Okay. Now, the Mishnah does not start Masechtas Gittin the way we would have started Masechtas Gittin. We would have started Masechtas Gittin is, what is a Get? How is it written? What are the parts of the Get? The Mishnah doesn't do that. It goes straight to a side halacha in Hilchos Gittin. That's a technical halacha in Hilchos Gittin. That's a rabbinic halacha. It's not even a biblical halacha. And the Mishnah starts with that. Instead of telling us what a Get is and describing the Get, the Mishnah goes off on a tangent, on a side issue, on a drabbanon de ketakana by Get. So some answer because Rabbeinu HaKadosh liked takanas drabbanon and therefore started with that. There's an answer I once saw, and I can't find it again, but I once saw this. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Bedavka did this with Masechtas. And the reason he did it is because he wanted people to be able to learn Torah Shabbat Peh from a Rebbe. He knew he had to write it down because the Torahs were getting weaker and they weren't remembering in Baal Peh. But at the same time, he didn't want people to be able to study without a Rebbe. So he starts the Mishnah in the middle of a section. Hamevi Get. What's a Get? Who gives a Get? Why is a Get? And therefore, it will force the person to have a Rebbe. And then he can learn the Mishnayos. So I once saw from somebody, I thought it was a beautiful shot. And that's why Rebbe starts Hamevi Get Medina Tayyam. Now, the Mishnah is not going to tell me reasons. The Gemara is going to spend the first number of lot discussing the reason for the following Takana Derabanan. And that is, Hamevi Get Medina Tayyam. Anybody that brings a Get from Chutz Laaretz, Rashi, in this first Rashi, says, Hamevi Get Medina Tayyam, Kol Chutz Laaretz Karele Medina Tayyam. All of Chutz Laaretz is referred to as Medina Tayyam, Bar Mi Babel. As the Gemara will explain later, Bubble was an exception to the rule, because Amar Lekaman, and the Gemara will explain why Bubble is an exception to the rule. So we don't like to jump ahead. If Rashi tells us to have patience, we will try to exercise patience.
Yom doesn't mean that it was separated by water.
Exactly what Rashi is trying to answer you.
Right.
But Rashi is trying to tell you Medina Sayyam does not have to be over a sea.
So Mitzrayim would be Medina Sayyam.
Yes. Syria might be Medina Sayyam.
Well,
Akko. Sharak Shiyamar Bifanai Nechtam U Bifanai Nechtam. He has to say the following four words. The messenger who brings the get has to say, in front of me it was written, and in front of me it was signed. Why? To be discussed in the Gemara. But if that is a takana d'rabbanon, that if you don't do it, the get is puzzled. That means if a shliach comes in and delivers a get, and he says to the woman, here's your get, in front of a bezin. Right? Machlokes, if you need a bezin, but we do a bezin. Right? In front of a bezin. And he hands the woman a get and says, here is your get. Bezin says, did you watch the writing? Did you watch the signing? If you didn't, you can't be the agent. And therefore, the get is puzzle. That is a takana d'rabbanon. Why they made it will be discussed in Gemara. But that's the takana d'rabbanon of b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtav. Now, there is an option out of it, and that the Gemara will discuss later on in the second perek, and that is a person, the shliach, can go to a bezin and say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. And then Bezin can appoint a shliach who all he has to say is, I am an agent of Bezin. And once he says he's an agent of Bezin, then we assume Bezin did the halacha of b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav, and therefore that shliach can go and not say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav, which is what's done today. What's done today is a get is written, let's say, in Paris, and it's being sent to a woman in New York. So the woman in New York is having to receive a get from Paris. So the husband in Paris goes into a rav, a mesader gittin, who has the cipher there and two edim there, and he says, they write the get. Then there are three people. The rav is one of them. The two edim are not one of them because they're in the game of davar, and two other people. And they are there, and the one who wrote the get becomes the shliach to deliver the get. And he can say, b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. It can be anybody. Then he gives it to the rav, who now has a bezin, him and two other people who are the bezin. And they send the letter, Federal Express, to New York, with simonim in the get, and they appoint somebody in New York to be the shliach. He has a shliach bezin. He's appointed by the bezin in Paris, who appointed this person in New York to deliver the get. That person never saw the writing in a get, never saw the signing in a get. The rav in New York receives it, checks to make sure that it has the simonim that it's supposed to have. They make little holes. There are different letters in the get. That's the simon we use. It's a simon muvik, a hole next to the dalet and a hole next, little prick. Right, and the rav recognizes the get. The shliach takes it, and he says shliach bezin ani, and he gives it over in front of a bezin of three to the woman. That's what happens.
So then what happens? So no more b'fanai nechtav then.
He said b'fanai nechtav to the bezin in Paris.
Oh, he said it there.
By saying b'fanai nechtav to a bezin, now the burden of b'fanai nechtav is now removed. And now the next messenger, all he has to say is, I'm working for bezin.
He's not a real shliach
lo hilacha. Well, he was. He was a shliach lo hilacha to take it to a bezin, and the husband gave permission to appoint a shliach and a shliach of a shliach.
So the halacha is done into bezin in the husband's
house. That's how they do it today.
The
in the time in the Mishnah, they necessarily did it. The guy came traveling from Egypt to Israel. He said before the next, the lady was nowhere to be found. Now, he can't stick around and wait here for the next 6 weeks till the lady comes back from vacation.
So he deposits it with Bezin.
So he goes to Bezin and says, B'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. Now, the husband that authorized him to appoint another shliach, and therefore, he now, Bezin appoints that second shliach, who all he has to say is shliach Bezinani. Because we know for sure that Bezin took care of this takana.
And he gives to her the gift.
And says in front of a bezin, shliach bezin ani.
He's not doing agency.
No anus here. At this point. Talk about anus and not pay. Rashi, Tzarek HaShliach HaMaviyah Loimer, the time and the fire is the Gemara. The Gemara will explain the reason. U'shliach zeh ha'ba'al asa shliach lo'ilocha. The Baal made him a shliach to carry the get. He's the one that's the shliach. But the Rashi is trying to tell me, if the woman makes the shliach to pick up the get, who now delivers it to the woman, there's no reason to have b'fanei nechtem, the divorce already took place. Because when a woman appoints an agent to receive her get, the divorce happens when that agent receives the get. The delivery is just a technicality. Never has to come to the woman's hand, really, theoretically. Theoretically, she never has to see the get. Her agent picked it up. She's divorced, right? I mean, the agent was given it, whatever halakas of giving a get is, and she is divorced already. So whatever had to be done was done there. Doesn't have to be done when it's given to the woman.
But somebody on the other side has to say before that
time. Not really. Not if it was the Eretz Yisrael. Whatever the takana is. Rabbi Gamliel, adds, even Rekim and Cheger. And the Chiddush is going to be, Rekim and Cheger are right near Eretz Yisrael. So you would think that if it's close to Eretz Yisrael, whatever close means, they are exempt from the rule of the Chutz. So Rabbi Gamliel says, no, even Rekim and Cheger, which are very close to the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, still have to say b'fanei nechtem. And Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, I feel to be Kvar Ludim Lulud, from the village of Ludim to Lud, and that is because Kvar Ludim was surrounded by Eretz Yisrael, meaning on three sides was Eretz Yisrael, on the fourth side was Chutz Laaretz, and it was from Chutz Laaretz. It was a suburb of Ludim, but it was not in the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, but it was surrounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael. There was a piece of land that jutted in from Chutz Laaretz into the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, where Kfar Ludim was located. Lud was in Eretz Yisrael. Kfar Ludim was in Chutz Laaretz. Now, Kfar Ludim is as close to Eretz Yisrael as you can get, not only geographically, but it also is enveloped, is surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. So you would think that at this point you wouldn't need it. It's like right around. It has so many things going for it. Dr. Blazin, now even from Kfar Ludim Lulud. And the Gemara will explain to Machloikas why the Tanakhama disagrees with this. Rashi, Rekim v'cheger targum shebein kodesh shebein borod. In the Chayb Chumash it says bein kodesh shebein borod, v'chagaminam bein rekim v'cheger. Afilu mishkvar ludim shi mechutz floretz, v'lud shi smuch alovi meret Yisrael, v'gemar mefarash muktayu, and the Gemara will explain the three opinions. V'chachamim aymer. Now the Chachamim seem to repeat the Tanakhama. And the Gemara is going to know, what is this opinion different than the first opinion? Somebody who brings from Medina Sayyam, or if you take a get from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam. And Hamevi Mimdina Limdina Mimdina Sayyam. Or you one country to another country in Chutz Laaretz, from Egypt to Ethiopia. That would be a Medina, Lamdina, Medina, Siyam, from the United States to Mexico. And, sometimes you can have one city divided by two rulers, and they don't get along, so you also need b'fanei nechtem, when you go from one half of the city to the other half of the city.
And that's out in Chutz Laaretz?
That's both in Chutz Laaretz. I don't think so. Rashi? Let's catch up. What are they adding to Gemara Mefarsha? There was a city that had two rulers. They did not allow people from one to go to the other, and therefore you need b'fanei nechtem, and the Gemara will explain the reasons for everything. Don't think about it. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. Now Rabbi Yehuda seems to set the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. May rekim lemizrach, berekim lemitzvah. On the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael, the city of Rekim is the boundary, but Rekim is outside the boundary. May Ashkelon Ledarim, the Ashkelon Kedarim. Ashkelon is the southern boundary, and Ashkelon is out of the boundary, and if you're worried about that, because there's Gemaras that seem to say differently, Tysus talks about the question. The city of Aku, which in English is spelled A-C-R-E, I don't know how to read it in English, Akra, is Aku, and Aku is considered out of the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Again, Tysus has problems from different Gemaras, and resolves the problem. And the western side of Eretz Yisrael, there's no reason to give a border. The sea, the Mediterranean Sea, is the border. So there's no city there, it's the sea. That's the border of Eretz Yisrael on the western side.
Who was ruling Eretz Yisrael at that time?
Makes no difference. Zero difference in this halacha. Because we don't even know the reason for the takana. So how can we... I didn't say the Gemara takana, but we're learning a Mishnah. Meaning, I did say at the start that the Gemara is going to explain. But now, as we see the Gemara, we'll figure out who's ruling. It makes no difference.
Did the border follow straight lines from the point?
Yeah, it seems like that way, yeah. Yeah. And in the sea, it's interesting. The Gemara is going to discuss that the Mediterranean Sea, part of it is considered Eretz Yisrael. You draw a line. How you draw the line of what the territorial waters of Eretz Yisrael is. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. The territorial waters of Eretz Yisrael, which would have our local Eretz Yisrael, at least according to one of the Amras we will see in the Gemara. Rashi, Rekem Atzai Boilam Mizrachai, from Rekem due east, Habib Medina Sayyam. Rekem Atzai Medina Kimizrachai, the Malaki Eretz Yisrael, I made me Rekem Zarachlem upon the Nexam upon the Nexam, the Kain Kula. Rekim the Mizrachos Eretz Yisrael, Rekim is to the east, Mechutzla outside, Vashkel the Dreim of Akel the Tzoyman. Have a Meir Eretz Yisrael, the Krashi the west, Ein Tzarekvo, Shayam Gav L'Gavula. The sea is its boundary, K'dechsi B'Gvul Yam, V'Hoye L'Kaim Hayam Agadu. The west is the great sea, Mediterranean Sea.
Shem Tel Avram Avinu, through the borders of Eretz Yisrael, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could take what's here and say that same...
No. Because... this has more to do with the borders in Bayis Sheni than it has to do with the borders in Bayis Rishon.
If the borders are considered to be straight lines from these extreme points, how could you have the Harlotin be encompassed?
Interesting point. I don't know. What? No, the Gemara says Harlotin was enveloped around, but he's asking if it's a straight line. You can never have that. I guess it wasn't a straight line, it's just giving you pointers. I guess I was wrong the first time.
Is this enough to mean only with Gittin Nashim, or is this like...
only talking about Gittin Nashim.
So agriculturally, this is...
It has nothing to do with anything else. As we will see in the Gemara. Zero. Okay. Special takana by Gittin Nashim. So the Gemara, maybe get married to Shol. Ain't it talk shame about an actor, about an actor. A person that brings a get in Eretz Yisrael is not required to say b'fanenachtem. What happens if Yesh Alavirim? What happens if the husband comes in a year from now and says, I never wrote that get? It's a forgery. Somebody wrote that get. It's not me. I never authorized the writing of a get to my wife. Somebody forged it, got false witnesses. She's not divorced. I never divorced her. Somebody brought a get in Eretz Yisrael from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, gave it to a woman, does not have to say b'fanenachtem, that's what the Mishnah says, handed it to the woman in front of a bezin, and now a year later, the husband comes from Yerushalayim to visit his wife, and she says, I'm divorced, here is the get, and he says, I never authorized that. It's not my get. I never asked anybody to write the get. Somebody forged the get for you. Halacha is Yizkai b'chatzava. So we treat it like every other document. We get somebody to recognize the signatures of the witnesses. And once they're recognized, we say, witnesses do not sign falsely. See, we don't think that anybody hired witnesses to sign. What we're accusing is somebody forged signatures of witnesses. Once we have the witnesses' signatures approved, so then we don't accept any tying against the contract. So the truth is, theoretically speaking, that a person can go and hire false witnesses and people will recognize their signatures, and there's nothing we can do to stop that, except we assume Adam do not outside a star dishonestly. They don't do that. We are never chayshit edim to be liars. Just like when they come to Bezim, we're not chayshit them to be liars. So when they sign, we also accept their word. Except the question is, did they ever sign it? So either they come and recognize their own signatures, or people who recognize their signatures say this is their signatures. Rashi. Zakrashi, in Yeshal of Ayrim, Shabbal Mahar Shumazuyev, the husband claims it's forged. Yiskayim Bechaysamav, Mimi Idu Ha'idim Al Chasim Is Yedeyim, and if the Edom testify on their signatures, or Yedim Achirim Yakiru Chasim Asam, or different Edom testify about their signatures, and that's something that probably doesn't happen today, and I'll explain why in a minute. Kasher. The Edom of Ayrim is Tamei Kasher. Now Rashi alludes to the Gemara now in the last line and a half of the Mishnah. The Bekiyin Lishma, in Eretz Yisrael, they know the halacha of Lishma. We'll leave this for the Gemara. The Eidim Mitzuyin Tamid L'Kaimai, and there's always people that travel, and you'll be able to find Eidim who recognize signatures. To the Minim Gemara, but they didn't Kavuin, because they had a court system in Eretz Yisrael that was well established, and therefore people recognize signatures at large, everywhere, and people do the halacha of Lishma, which we'll see discussed in the Gemara, and therefore there's nothing to be afraid of. If the husband comes and claims it was forged, so we have to bring in witnesses to recognize their signatures. Now, this is something that we have no thing. If you sign your name in Hebrew, especially using block lettering, which is what we use it again, ain't nobody going to recognize your signature. They don't know how you sign your name. How many times have you signed your name, Baruch Moshe Ben, whatever your father's name is?
I did it a few times. I made a mistake. I had to make a big mem, and they never do it that way.
Baruch Moshe Ben, what's your father's name?
Shlomo
Zalman.
Yeah.
Baruch Moshe Ben Shlomo Zalman Aid. Now he could sign, and everybody could look at it and say, "Oh, that's exactly the way he signs." You never know. That's because nobody ever signs their name in Hebrew, Baklau. Now, on your English signature, you see the checks of the guys, you see him sign all the time, you can look at it and say, that's his signature. That's his scribble. Right? That's how he scribbles his name. Right? So, we would recognize English signatures because we get checks from each other. We would never recognize Hebrew signatures. We don't do business in that language, in that way of signing.
Would you script? Rebbe, if you use my test, do you recognize my handwriting?
That's true. That's true. But we don't do scripting again.
Right.
Again, it's a block letter. You're right. On Ksuba, it's script.
Right.
This is an Eretz Yisrael only?
This is an Eretz Yisrael only.
If the Baal comes and disputes it, it's only an Eretz Yisrael, it's kind of a host.
Again, you haven't given the Gemara an inch of a chance. So let's wait it out. Let's see how the Gemara deals with it. This is exactly what the Gemara is going to be talking about.
Institution of notary, I mean, that's what this really is.
Maybe
funny enough, of it is what a notarizer is.
Correct.
This is what notary means.
Correct. Anyway. Well, before notary, a key of Ben. Which I spoke at is just as good as a Vananakta, a Vananakta. Shlir Bezen, I mean. See, there's a detail here. There's a detail here that has to be discussed. And that is, you can know for sure it's a valid get. You can know everything is in the top, above and above, top. But the person delivering it has to be an appointed agent. The husband has to divorce his wife. The divorce is the handing of the divorce. Either he or his agent has to do that act.
We're not out to trip up, though.
Again, halacha in the Torah is, a husband divorces his wife. The Nasan Biyada. The Kasim was safe in Krisus. The Nasan Biyada. Now he has to put it in her hands. He's in Paris. She's in New York. He's not putting it in her hands. So somebody appointed by him has to put it in her hands. Somebody has to be him.
How does the Reis ever allow that then?
Called Shlichus.
Okay, so the Reis. Where's the Rabbanim part of it?
All the Rabbanim part was that Shlichus is not enough.
I mean, so funny enough, though. Okay.
You need a Shliach. That's why notary here would never work. notary is as good as a kiyum bet. Takes away the chash and mezuyah. It's 100% kosher get. But he has to be a shliach. So they can notarize it in Paris, and that's called a kiyum bezin. They can be mekayim it, which is what they do, and they mail it to New York. That's great. So we now know we have a kosher get recognized by the simanim of hakim. We had that in Yavamas. By simanim of hakim, little dot pricks in certain places in the get. I think they do three. And then they recognize the get. Now, who's going to give her the get? Has to be appointed by the husband.
Funny, that's something that has to be
bepeh. Yes.
It can't be.
No. We'll learn the details as we go along.
I don't. Which part of it is that the guy is saying I was appointed by the Baal? Which part was that? Which part is saying that I was appointed by the Baal? Just which words mean that?
None. The fact that he's holding a get and he's delivering it means he was appointed by the Baal. Who else appointed him? So then he's the shliach bezin ani.
He has to do his part by saying words, but he also looks for simanim.
That's to make sure. No. So that's because when it's mailed, when it's delivered by hand, you don't look by simanim. You don't need simanim. It's because when you mail it, it's out of, nobody has it. So how do you know that the get that was mailed in Paris is the same get that arrived in New York? The postal service?
Yeah, the tracking number's not enough.
They need a simon muvik.
Only one out of the hand.
Exactly.
We don't think maybe the guy that the shaliach is forcing the whole thing?
What?
He just found a gang or found something. He's just saying, oh, the Baal gave maybe the shaliach.
Again, let me just stop for a second. What benefit does somebody have for finding a get on the floor and walking over to the lady and saying, your husband asked me to give it to you? Can you please explain to me?
Let's marry her.
We don't let him marry her. That was the thing that was said. Maybe he's not allowed to marry her, right?
He wants, like we had a Yavamas for the past 6 weeks. Maybe. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Maybe he wants to get her messed up.
Why? Why would it? Why?
She's divorced, right?
Why would a person want to mess up a woman? Why?
Soros do that.
Again, even Soros here don't do it because there's a get. Nobody writes a get to mess up a woman. They're not crazy. They have to get witnesses.
The star
Exactly, star Mechiach. Something about my time. Why do you need b'fanenechta? Now, in a lot of these things is machlokes v'shainim, I will try to stick to Rashi's pshat because that's how we learn. But we're not paskening halacha l'maisa, so halacha l'maisa might not be like Rashi. But we're learning Gemara Rashi, so I'm going to try to stick to Rashi's pshat. My time. Why do you need b'fanenechta? Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says, "Tavisha ain't b'kiyin lishma." What happens is the people out of Eretz Yisrael are not well learned, and the average yassel in out of Eretz Yisrael does not know of the halacha of lishma. Doesn't know that a get has to be written for the man, for the woman. The cipher has to have in mind the specific man and the specific woman. And therefore. Since they were not Bekiy and Lishma, they decided, we're going to make a takana. We're going to make the shliach say b'fanenechtam, and therefore Bezin will say to him, was it Lishma? He's, by him saying b'fanenechtam, it'll open a conversation. Because if he didn't watch the writing and the signing, and Bezin asked him if it's Lishma, he'll shrug his shoulders. I don't know. I'm just an agent. So therefore they said, no, the agent has to watch the writing and watch the signing. And he has to come and tell us he watched it. Oh, you watched it? Did the cipher do it, Lishma? Did the Adam do it, Lishma? They speak out. I am writing this get, l'shem this, l'shem this. And the Adam sign, I'm signing this get, l'shem. He reads the word. I am signing the get of Yisrael ben Yaakov, who's divorcing his wife Leah bas Rachel. And therefore, we ask him questions because he was there. We can't ask somebody who wasn't there questions. So we make him be there. And by making him be there, it allows us to question him. And he'll tell us it was done l'shema. Now he's only in Eidechus. That's going to be the Gemara's problem. We'll deal with that. But at this point, we're trusting him. He is an Eid Echad who watched the writing and the signing of the get, and he's telling us, I was there. And by saying, I was there, according to Rashi, again, this is Big Machloikas Rishaynims, we say to him, you were there? Was it Lishma? And he says, yes. Okay, we're ready to move on. Now, some Rishaynim learn that we ask him other questions as well. Once we're asking him questions, we start asking all the questions. The Gemara only mentions Lishma. Some want to learn that it means a lot of things that we weren't sure the people in Chutz Lawrence knew, and we questioned them about all the details. And some Rishonim say it was some mental block that these people in Chutz Lawrence had. They didn't believe in this Lishma business. And therefore, we couldn't trust people in Chutz Lawrence. Now, if it went to a Bezin, and Bezin listened to it, right, not all Gittin were written in front of a Bezin.
We're talking about Sofrim?
Yes.
The Sofrim that are writing in Chutz La'aretz
might not either know or agree to Lishma. Correct.
Didn't we say if the get starts off being written in Eretz Yisrael and comes to Chutz La'aretz, you also have to say?
We have never talked about this yet. I have no idea where you got that from. We're talking about a guy that brings a get from Chutz La'aretz.
That's some of our Chachamim. That if you take from Eretz Yisrael too.
That's not what he's asking. Oh, you want to know why that? Okay, so tomorrow I'm going to talk about that. I didn't know you asked that.
Rabbi?
Hold 1 second, Harvey, yes.
Okay.
What?
I said, Harvey should hold 1 second. Rabbi Cohn is talking.
No, I just saw nothing.
I'm therefore silent.
So in regards to when you write a Sefer Torah for 100,000, then you know to do a Lishma, right? But I don't believe that when we write it for a get, I don't believe that part.
Taisa says that for some reason the custom of Lishma was not to them an ikud rasha. They didn't accept that as a main halacha. You know, again, you're asking Kasha and Amaisa. Chazal were telling us that there was a problem of Lishma and Chutz La'aretz. They're telling us what happened. You're asking me why was there a problem. There was a problem. Now, some Rishonim learned they didn't know how to get in B'chlal. And therefore, we asked them a lot of other questions. Now, again, you're bringing out a good point that Seferim should be better. Except, I think we're also misunderstanding. Everybody in those days could write Hebrew, block lettering. They all could do it. You didn't need a professional cipher who is recognized rabbi to write your get. Any husband could get anybody that knew how to write nicely, say, do me a favor, write me a get for my wife. And get two witnesses there. They hear him tell the guy to write a get. They sign it. It's a good get. You don't even need a bezin by get. You don't need a masader getting. It's a new takana to make sure nothing goes wrong. But really, in those days, any husband, and we will see later on Gimel of the Days, any husband can take a piece of paper and write his own get. You didn't need a professional rabbi to write a get. Now, usually, I mean, and in many cases, it was a professional cipher that wrote it. Right? And you're right, they should know better. But the Gemara is telling you there was a lack of knowledge of Lishma. Some Rishonim extend that, and some Rishonim say it's limited to Lishma. Pick your choice.
But it is the Kuba, right?
Absolutely, it's a Daraisa.
I mean, right, meaning like they decided this Daraisa, I'm not that interested.
Again, that's according to Rabbeinu Tam. Yes, they decided that they didn't accept that drasha that says the custom law means Lishma. They didn't buy into that. They didn't buy into that drasha.
Like the Sofrim Guild? Like, what is like,
I told you a minute ago that you didn't have to have a cipher write it. Simba does not have to be written Lishma.
Who didn't buy into it? The Rabbanim, Atar Ritzro?
Not the Rabbanim, people. Not Joe Schmoe, Yassel.
Okay.
Yes, Harvey, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to understand what the aide is supposed to know. Presumably, he's somebody that they've grabbed because he happens to be making a trip, unless he's hired to make this trip. But he might be just somebody going out of the country to Eretz Israel.
Yes, 100%.
So why do we think that him having witnessed this, both parts of it, means that he knows any of the parties involved and he knows Lishma? There's a difference between seeing it signed and knowing whether it's
Lishma. Harvey's asking, who says the Shliach knows it has to be Lishma? The answer is, he might not.
No, I'm not asking that.
I watched it being written. So we say to him, did they say Lishma? They ask him the question. Did they say Lishma?
How would he know?
He was there.
Rabbi, what does Lishma mean?
It has to be spoken out.
But does he know who this woman is? But he was there to see the writing and to see the signature. They could have been silent. They could have. He may have only seen. Well, they could have been Lishma. Then he didn't see it was Lishma. But they're only asking him, did you see it written and did you see it signed? That doesn't mean he was part of any discussions. Who is it
for? If he saw it, he heard it. If he heard it, he heard them say Lishma or not. And by the way, if he answers, I don't know, it's not a kosher get. You're right.
So I
if
thought
he
you,
says, listen.
I thought you. Yeah. I thought you said earlier that there was going to be maybe some hold that there's follow up questions for him. I thought maybe it came under that.
Yeah. Well, there are follow up questions besides. According to some Rishonim, they're not only worried about Lishma, they're worried about other halachas of get that people in Chutz La'aretz might not know. And the Gemara is only using Lishma as a leader. A lead in to other questions. Rabbi Tolem says no. We knew that people in Chutz La'aretz are know Hilchos Gittin pretty well. For some reason, Lishma never took hold in Chutz La'aretz. That's how Rabbi Tolem explains. They're not b'nei Taira. They don't know the halacha. Crux of it says in the pasuk, "Cut the law, save increases law." Haynu lishma. Hilchach aymer ashliach b'fanei nechtam u'memeila shelina lei. This is Rashi's opinion. We ask him, "If nechta lishma, who aymer in?" Yes. Look, I'm a mizarish. My time of last shachud nami lemeila lishma. Rashi says, well, the Gemara is going to ask, just have him say b'fanei nechtam lishma. Why are you saying b'fanei nechtam? And then we turn to him and say, lishma? Let him say b'fanei nechtam lishma, b'fanei nechtam lishma. Take care of the problem. Now Rashi seems to learn lishma was the only problem. That's Rabba's teretz. Rabba Amar, v'shei neidim b'tzuyin l'kaimoy. Rabba says, across borders, there is a lack of people who recognize signatures. Now, in Mitzrayim, to Eretz Yisrael, the Adam signed in Cairo, and now the get's being delivered in Tel Aviv. Who is going to recognize these signatures when the husband comes and says, this get is forged? We have to recognize the signatures. How many people in Tel Aviv know people in Cairo that they should be able to recognize signatures? Therefore, they said, you need b'fanei nechtam and b'fanei nechtam, and we accept that as a testimony that it wasn't a forged get. Now, he's only an Eid Echad, and the Gemara is going to be bothered by that. How are we trusting one person? But that's the reason for it. The reason is, when you cross borders, you lose traffic. Traffic doesn't go between countries that much. Within a country, there's a lot of inter-country traffic inter-country traffic that allows a lot of people to know other people's signatures. Whereas if you're out of a country, you're relying on a few that might be coming in. Here is this woman, received a get. Her husband shows up a year later and says, this get is a forgery. And we're supposed to say, oh, we're going to approve the signatures. Where are you going to find people to approve the signatures?
Why should Rebbe say this thing by Rabba also?
Because Rabba doesn't agree to this.
No, why did Rebbe say, oh, by Rabba, it's only one?
I did say it by Rabba also.
You did?
Yes. I said the Gemara is going to ask you totally in Enoch, and I said it by Rabba also.
You did?
Yes, okay. I did. You can, you can rewind the tape. You can listen to the tape. I said it.
Can we ask our new...
No, you can ask whoever you want. I know I said it. The Gemara is going to ask the question twice. Once on Rabba, and once on Rabba. I don't know. Both are Chobras and Kulas. Because if you don't have a Bana Nechtam, we're not letting this woman get married. Well, you know, we're afraid the husband's going to come in a year later and say that gap wasn't written in Lashma. Yeah, this is going to be a problem. We're trying to, the Gemara's going to explain, we're trying to help the woman. We look like we're being very strict, because if you don't say before the next time, it's a possible gap. But on the other hand, we're protecting the woman from future problems. Exactly.
Protecting her by what? By making sure this again is legitimate.
Right. Rashi, if you say they didn't between Lakaim as a Rashi, ain't Shayaris Matuyas Misham Lakan. There are no caravans from there to here. Shem Yavi Abalbi Aralem Lake Saptiv. If the husband comes in the argues and says, I didn't write it, she ate them between Lahakh Simus Adam, that there should be Adam available to recognize signatures. Let me know, Lishliach. Ula Kabun Parich, Rabbi Kohn, Bain La Rava, Bain La Rabba, the boy tray. Well, we'll ask them both of them. Something in my mind.
So why is the husband doing this? Why is he saying, why is he doing Mahara if he knows?
Who says it's true?
What
if it was a forgery?
So we won't be able to find these Adams? The Adam.
But not if they're from a different country. I understand there's Chabad Shluchim in Shanghai.
No way.
They might try to get in Shanghai. Try to get their signatures approved. Now today you can tell me what if they sign and they send it by email and by WhatsApp and other who knows what else. Is that even good enough? I have no idea how long, by the way.
So we're suspecting the woman behind the scheme?
Somebody, maybe the woman. We have no idea.
Okay.
Now if the husband never shows up, we have no problem. There's no reason to suspect. But he might show up. And at that point, we'll be wringing our hands because we won't have a solution.
And by us having, at the time of the get, Funny Nechem, stops his ear.
This is, let's give the Gemara a chance. It's exactly what the next Amud and a half of Gemara is about. Zakti Gemara, my Benayim. Zakti Gemara, what is the difference between the two reasons? So the Gemara is going to give us three differences. One, that's who you betray. Two messengers came. Now, according to Rava, this get is approvable because two messengers come, they'll recognize the signatures. So we can have no problem. There's no reason b'fana nechtam. If they're bringing the get, we assume that the shluchim are coming from that country, they'll recognize the signatures. According to Rava, lishma is a problem whether one brings it or two bring it. Number two, inami memdina memdina b'eretz Yisrael. What if you're across state lines in Eretz Yisrael? And the Gemara explains that in Eretz Yisrael, many times, the area of Galilee was in a fight of the area of Yehuda. And they both were fighting with Eretz Yisrael, so there was no traffic. But they all know Lishma and Eretz Yisrael. Inami Baisa Medina Medina Zayam, from Cairo to Alexandria. There's a lot of traffic. But if they don't know the Shema, they don't know the Shema. Mark's going to talk about it.
Why isn't that listed here?
Because the Mishnah said that you do need it. That's going to be a kasha on Rava. So we'll talk about it later. be discussed at a later date. Not this week.
So common man.
But that way, if we discuss it this week, we're going to be finished getting in like 8 weeks. No, I'm just joking. Yeah. Yes.
Common man didn't know that wellness is talking about the average guy or they still.
No, average guy.
The average guy in Israel knew all the wellness.
Yes. The average guy in the Chutz La'aretz, according to Titus, knew all the halachas besides Lishma. Don't put 2022 into them.
There was so much more knowledge.
I don't know, but I wasn't there.
That's what it seems like.
Yes.
You learn another way. It's lack of knowledge also. We all know Lishma today.
Rashi, we don't know. Half that long as I'm getting the day has enough. Maybe at the end of the Masechta is getting, at that point we'll know that long. I mean, we're not how long it might be, but we'll know what we're talking about. Rashi, that's who you may trade, or Shnei Nassim Shluchim Lagarsha, they're both messengers. Now get Yaitim and Takas Yidei Shnei, the Rabbi Boy and Lameimar. You still have to say because of the Shema, the Rabbi Boy and Lameimar, Shar Shnaim, Haim, there are two. The Nyar Abau, Haraim, Mitzvim, Lekaim, I have the husband, will tied up, they're around to be Mekaim. Inam, Yimdina, Lamdina, Barat Yisrael. We now assume that there's no caravan. The rabbit, according to a rabbit that's not afraid of people coming and saying the name of Mazuya food that was forged. There are no caravans that are there. City to city in one country. Medina, Rashi says, run tree of laws. Medina Tayam the Rabbi by Lamehmar, the Imbekin Lishma. The Rabbi Damar Pishem made him between the Kaim and Matishim Shimur the Ziv, who Hakale Tarach, Vashkiki Shiarta, because there are caravans. Frak the Gemara, the Rabbi Damar Pishem Bekin Lishma, the boy Trey. According to Rabbi, who says the reason is not Shema, why don't we need to aid him? Right? Midididavi Akalidi Shimatira. Don't all aid us need to? Isn't that our law about testimony? We need two Adam. Rashi, we need to have our Kalei Nishim B'Torah, Kushuhu. And for the Gemara, Eid Echad Nemem B'Yisurim. And Eid Echad is believed when it comes to the question of Isser and Heter. Therefore, we believe in Eid Echad to tell us it was Lishma. Rashi, Mishani Eid Echad Nemem B'Yisurim. Now here is a famous Rashi. How do we know Eid Echad Nemem B'Yisurim? Where do you know it from? What's the source? Zaktrashi, Sharei Amina Taira, Kol Echad V'Echad Yisrael, Alaf Rashi's Truma, we trust people that they separated Truma, Alaf Shchita, we trust people to say it was Shechted, Zandikira Gid V'Chelev, that they removed the Gid in the Chelev. Basically, Rashi says, you eat at home. How do you eat at home? In today's terms. In those days, you ate at home because you took care of everything. But you ate at your friend's house also. How'd you eat at your friend's house? You ate it home. How do you eat it home? Your wife tells you she bought it. She's an Eid Echad. Why'd she believe? She says she bought it in the Grove. Maybe Heinen's had a sale and trade for chicken. That's a kasha.
Should be or shouldn't
it? We should need two like every other testimony.
Was trying to answer
Edith. Yes. That we don't need two for every anus.
It's going to say later that this is
different. It didn't say here a lady at all.
Again, but include Edith and Mishurim is not limited to a man. Now, Tyson disagrees with Rashi. In fact, Rashi in Chulam brings another pasuk. It was a vachtim if karchim et zaincho. The pasuk says you shecht and it's kosher. She's the Edith and Mishurim. But Titus brings the rye from Nida. And Nida is believed to say she counted 7 days, as Zava. She counted 7 days. How do you know? She's an Eid Echad. Her husband's relying on her. How does he know?
Is that Isurin or is that
Zava Shebeer? Well, that's a good kash also. Kashtus, it's not a Zava Shebeer.
Why is
that? Because it's not so simple that a Nida to her husband is called an Erva. Not so simple. I'm leaving that alone for now. I'll send you my chin tomorrow.